This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
8:23 is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, what we hope to do in the days leading up to the biggest games is to provide inspiring stories that will get the fans more excited, the players more excited. And we have one here right now, courtesy of our good friends at NovaCare. In our studio is a man named Dave Sommerfeld.
Okay.
Sommerfeld. How do you pronounce
Sommerfeld.
That,
Sommerfeld.
Sommerfeld. And Dave, on January 7th, 2021, you had a very serious accident. Get right in front of that mic, right in front. Move over closer. And that's perfect. And what happened to your foot?
I was at work, and you know how like you kind of tweak your ankle a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, when I tweaked it, I cracked the list fracture.
Oh!
And I didn't know, but right away, within 5 minutes, I swelled up in a boot.
So did it hurt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was painful.
All right. So then what happened? You went to get it checked out?
Yeah, they sent me over. You know, like your employer, they sent you over to urgent care.
Sure.
Get it done. They did a diagnosis, but they can't confirm it. They can only do x-rays and say, hey, you need to go see an orthopedic and take it from there. But it took 2 months to get that medical attention to me. So in March 3rd is when they finally got a hold of me, and then I went to Rothman, and that's when they were going to amputate my leg because it was shattered. From the incident to March, it got shattered, all the bones. It was real bad.
Dave, how did it look then? Was it all purple and nasty?
It wasn't discolored as much as it was curving. Like I lost.
Oh, that is not a good sign.
Right. It was going south on me real quick.
All right. So they were talking about amputation.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Rakeman said we're going to have to amputate. So you can imagine me. I waited 2 months to, all right, maybe I go in a cast. I'm down for 8 months, whatever, because everybody knows what that's like, a football injury pretty much. But no, he was like, you're going to
have to amputate. Because I looked and I counted 2 feet. So you have two of them. What happened?
Well, again, my wife and my daughter saved my foot instrumentally by keeping my ulcer underneath my foot clean. If that had bacteria in it, it was gone.
Wow.
That story would have ended right there.
So how did you got involved with NovaCare, right? At some
yes.
point, and they said, no, there's still a way we could save this.
Well, I had surgery, full surgery, metal surgery in April 21. So now I'm in a wheelchair. My mom passed away in August 21. I had bacteria in September, really deep. So they had another surgery in November 21. My dad died, passed away in January 22. Then I met Dr. Fuchs. He took the metal out of my foot because of the bacteria. Now this is where it's going to change. So in April, because the bacteria was still there, it was hiding in the bunion. Like I had a bunion, but the bacteria was behind the bunion. And he said, David, this is it. This is your last chip. If we can't fix it, you got to get amputated because we
How
can't.
How scared were you?
Beyond scared.
Right, that your life is different.
No, I mean it's a different mindset. It really is. And I was really dark in 21. My wife saved me because she knows I'm an avid Eagle fan. I bleed green.
You love the Eagle.
I love the birds so much, but I wasn't there. And my wife knew it. She goes, "This is not your personality." She threw a jersey on me. And I started coming back.
She threw a jersey at you.
Yeah,
you
my Cunningham jersey. And I was, and I felt the passion coming back. Because the birds for me is passion.
Hey, hold on a minute. When you were at the NovaCare Center getting treated, did they call you the Eagles patient?
Yes. I went in as the Eagles.
You did?
Yeah, I went in.
What do you mean? You didn't have a jersey out when they brought you in.
Not the first time. When I went, I was talking birds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's now, I don't know, it's July 22, right?
Yeah.
In 22. And I'm like, I'm already talking birds because I'm out of the really dark element I was in.
What was the rehab like?
Awesome. I wasn't even driving.
Woman here. What is your name, lady?
Oh, there you go.
Carrie Iacovelli.
Carrie, just tell me. Then you started to treat his foot.
Yes, yes.
How bad was that at the beginning?
It was bad. He came in with a walker in a boot. Couldn't really put too much weight on it. He sat down, and he had two goals, though. His first goal was to not amputate his foot. So he was, you know, he sat down. He said, I have two goals in life. I need my foot. Can you rehab it so you don't have to amputate it? And number two, I want to get back to the link.
Is his rehab painful?
Not as painful as it could have been.
All right, yes. Did he complain at all?
Not at all.
Then I'm not positive he's an Eagles
fan. Yes, 100%.
Gotta be a complainer.
Yeah. I'll tell you this right now. If I went through what you did, all I'd do for 2 years is bitch.
I was thinking I didn't want to lose my leg.
No, that's very good. When did you know you were in the clear?
When I started to drive.
How long was that after the accident?
Maybe 2 months.
All right. Yeah.
With NovaCare's help.
Yeah.
Because they got all the stiffness out of there. And
wow.
They got my foot mobile. And I was able to weight bear, and my Dr. Fuchs was amazed at where I've got. I was at 0%, and I'm like at 55% now.
See this? All right, you're 55. So you cannot run right now.
No, running's out of the question.
You could hobble somewhat. You think you could beat Brock Purdy in a foot race?
In a heartbeat, because Purdy thinks he's good, but come on.
I love this guy.
Come on.
He goes right into a trashing of Purdy. Is that beautiful? Dave, this is such
a great story. The 41ers are in trouble, man.
Oh, this is a great story. And now your goal is to walk into the link, right?
Yes. I was there for NovaCare, and it was a euphoria when I got in there because it's been over 2 years since I've been in the link.
Wow.
And just to be in the stands, like, you could feel it. You could feel the love of that stadium. And
what game was it? Was it
they
Saturday
took him in
night?
On an off day, Andrew. He just wanted to walk in.
You have not been there for a game yet.
Yeah, not for a game. This was just to video up for it with NovaCare to get me. They got me there, Angelo. They knew it. I need that. So I get there, and it was insane.
Wow. It's great. Ray Panaccia is here from NovaCare.
Hello, Ange. Good
Ray,
morning.
I would like to start by thanking you for so incredibly generously allowing us to give away two of the tickets at your incredible luxury box. And now, what do you make out of Dave's story?
Inspiring.
Yeah,
inspiring.
Right?
Yeah, it's the days you don't get out of bed and you don't even have those kind of problems. And then I watched that video over the weekend, and I've known of Dave and what Curry's done with him, and it's inspiring. It's inspiring. There's no other word but inspiration is what Dave gives you every day now.
It'd be so amazing if somehow he could go to the game.
Yeah. It would be, Curry, anything you want to say about that?
Well, we do have a little surprise today.
Oh, well, let me just put this note.
Dave, would you shut up for one second? They're about to give you something great.
Angela,
just keep
you
quiet.
Give me a mic.
Just do me a favor. Just shut up and listen to what she's going to say.
I love them.
Go ahead, Curry.
On behalf of NovaCare, we would like to offer you two tickets to this Sunday's NFC Championship game.
God. What?
Yes.
I'm going to the game?
Yes.
There's my goal, baby. That's my goal. That's
You're
what I said
walking.
In the video.
You are walking into
Go Birds! I love it.
Field.
Yeah!
That's the NovaCare.
Yeah!
They can't lose now.
Yeah. No. Shut the guy up. Yeah. He didn't even know what was coming.
My heart's pumping right now. Are you kidding me?
No. Now, who would you take with you?
My wife.
Oh, yeah, because she saved your
foot. She's instrumental to why I'm still hobbling in my boot.
Oh, look, Dave, Brock Purdy's walking right by now.
Purdy who? Purdy who? He's got the 40-winers are going down, baby.
40-winers.
Yeah.
Purdy.
Purdy's so good. How about Jalen Hurts so good?
All right, now, Ray, he's not going to be in the box, right? He's going to be in the stands. Where's he going, Kerry? Do you know?
Where are you taking me, Ray?
Where's he going?
We'll get you in the box.
No way!
Oh, no!
No way!
You are too
I am boxing
much.
Out, baby!
You're going to
get earplugs, because I'm coming to the link! Yeah!
Dave Summerfeld!
They ain't going to even know what hit him! I'm an Eagle Storm, baby! I put war makeup on, and I'm going full out!
We may change the look.
That's why I was asking you.
I may have to taper down to get back in the box.
Have you ever been handcuffed during an Eagle game? I might have to do that.
Well, I did go to jail once at the vet.
Possibly.
So you're used to them. Good. Okay.
All right. You did go to the vet jail once?
Yeah. This is the whole cell. That's all that is.
I'm not the least bit surprised.
I recognize
700 Club, baby.
I love that. Right, let me get a call or two in here. Ray, we are in awe of you at NovaCare. I know you might have something else going on here, but not quite yet. Let me get Chris up here for Pittman. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Angelo. How are you, buddy?
Do you hear how excited Dave is? Are you excited?
If I could, if anybody knows me, I'd be a million times louder than that.
Right,
I just wanted to start off by saying you have no idea how much you're going to be missed in the morning.
That's not true.
Angelo, you're amazing.
I'm an old guy now. Al, you and I, it's over.
You are so damn funny. I just want to bring up one thing you said maybe like a month ago.
Yeah.
When you were saying you were on all fours behind your couch and your dog was licking your rear end, I was dying.
No, I'm not making that story up.
Yeah, Bentley. Dog, yeah.
How when I go on all fours, visual. The dog thinks we're going to play. Right? Well, no, not Joe Beck.
And you're,
not that way, you're, Joe.
Your analogies with Brock Purdy about his little hands and he's a snail, I just
no, it's a fact. Again, I am not. I'm working with facts. I read the scouting report. He has very tiny hands.
Yeah.
Swipe the ball out. Get the turnover.
I've been saying for months, this little kid, he looks like a little kid. Wait till this kid comes to the link on Sunday and faces this defense. He's never seen nothing like this.
That's what
and the
I'm
other
thinking,
point I
Chris.
Want to make is his yard. I mean, if you look at his yards per game, yeah, he's got a lot. But how many are of them just dumping them off to McCaffrey and him running 40, 50,
yeah, they're yards after
yards.
Catch.
It's all yards
good.
After catch, Chris. It's all that. Chris, what's
McCaffrey
loud?
Is – he's a different kind of beast. If we can contain McCaffrey and that defense gets in that little kid's face and
all right, Chris,
the other,
what's loud?
I've been listening all morning. I don't know if anybody said it, but what's louder than a link on Sunday?
Well, that's why we're doing it, Chris.
Said that, I got Sam Kennison.
Sam Kinison, is really good.
That's a good
That's a good one, Chris. You stay right there. Ray, again, I just want to thank all you people at NovaCare. You have been the loyalest of loyal sponsors for our show. You have given us so many great tickets. I bow to you, Ray, for all the years of loyalty you've had to WIP.
And it's been great. I mean, 33 years, I've known you on the air, probably been around you for 20 at least in the studios. One of the things we really are proud of is the relationship we've had with this radio station and the doctors we bring every week to talk about the great medical opinions they give on athletes and injuries and things that are happening. And, you know, that whole world of sports medicine today is so vital to keep players on the court, on the field, and get them ready for each game and each week and spring training and training camp. So, we are proud to be part of that and bring you that type of knowledge every week when we get to do that with our great doctors in the Delaware Valley. Also, for 33 years, you've been so animated, beyond control and beyond belief and humbling at times where you literally tell people how stupid you are and how dumb I am and how big my nose is and how fat I am. And so I find that humbling. And we're going to miss you, and for that, we wanted to memorialize everything you've done for the last 33 years. So one of our good friends who's a great caricaturist, we had him memorialize your 33 years.
Wow.
Nice. Talking sports.
Oh, I love it.
By the way, a little bullet coming out of your head is 33 years, and I'm still number one. That's that ego of yours. Al Morgani says, are you still here? Rhea says, there's something wrong, seriously wrong with all of you.
Yes.
Wow.
And Joe Wechter says, I have all the funny lines.
He does, too. He does.
So, Angel, take this
on
behalf of everyone
so
at NovaCare.
Nice
we appreciate
here.
The relationship, the partnership, and the friendship.
Ray, the thing I'll miss most is people like you. Because you have been so loyal to us, the callers and the listeners and all the people. And all I could do is say thank you. I'll never be able to repay you for all you gave to
and
us.
And from the bottom of our hearts, we say you're welcome.
Beautiful. Ray Panaccio, ladies and gentlemen. The leader of our great people at NovaCare. Kerry, thank you so much. Dave, they call me loud, but after meeting you, come on. You're
I'm speechless right now because I'm about to go out of my mind in this little box here.
Dave,
you guys are going to need earplugs.
Dave, I just want to remind you, you're going to the game soon.
I know. This is unbelievable. I'm done. I'm done. I got to get out of here because I'm going to explode.
I was going to kick you out right now anyway. Dave, thank you.